You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme for this episode is called Sliding and Gliding, as we play music that features portamento, the gradual slide from one note to another, as well as glissando, broader changes in pitch that hit on individual notes. We started off that set with that crazy Mexican genius producer, composer, arranger Esquivel and his version of the Third Man theme. And then it was Pink Floyd with a live version of Breathe from their Pulse album. And then it was Jackson Browne plus the incredible lap steel guitar player David Lindley. A lap steel guitar is also called a Hawaiian guitar. It's a type of steel guitar without pedals that's typically played sitting down on the performer's lap. And the pitch is changed by moving a polished steel bar against the strings. Great solo on that song, huh? And then we heard some jazz, some pretty high energy jazz at that, from Jack Marshall. That was the Munsters theme from Ultra Lounge Volume 13, TV Town. And then we heard a song from the Steve Miller Band called Threshold. When you hear it on the radio, it's usually wed right to the beginning of Jet Airliner. And it's an absolutely wonderful segue that works so well. But Jet Airliner doesn't slide and glide like the next song we heard from ZZ Top, Sharp Dressed Man, closing us out with some very tasty slide guitar playing indeed from Billy Gibbons, who is one of the world's foremost authorities on vintage guitars and cool new guitars. And he's commissioned several luthiers to build for him. Occasionally, the thought crosses my mind that perhaps I have too many guitars. But then I read an interview with a luthier like John Bolin, who's made more than 150 custom personal guitars each for Steve Miller and Billy Gibbons. And then I say, nah, I don't have to worry about having too many. Not yet. Backing me up right now, my ambiance is coming from David Grisman. This is called the Fort Worth Drag from his Tone Poems 3 album, The Sounds of the Great Slide and Resophonic Instruments. And when you buy this CD, it includes a beautiful full-color booklet with notes for each of the songs and shows you the pictures of the different instruments that were used on each of them. In the next set, we're going to be hearing some slide guitar playing from George Harrison and Ron Wood and Faces, the band Rod Stewart was in before he hit it big as a solo artist singing about seducing young virgin childs. Also, some clips from the movie The Shining mixed on top of Billy May and Les Baxter's Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White. And we'll be concluding this set with one of three examples of Angus Young playing slide guitar. There's an AC/DC trivia question for you. Name those three songs. But first, we're going to begin the set with a performance from a musician who is generally considered to be one of the best ever slide guitar players in a rock and roll context, Duane Allman, who died tragically one at the age of 24 in 1971 in a motorcycle accident shortly after this piece was released. Here's the Allman Brothers Band live at the Fillmore playing the Statesboro Blues here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, only on WMFO.
country. Baby, do you wanna go? If you can't make it, baby, your sister Lucille said you wanna go. But I'm so fatigued.
Cup of Jesus right now.
When the nation is on its knees, the only normal and natural and spiritual thing to do is what we ought to be doing, and all the time calling upon God.
Amen. God, if he really exists, it would have to be sadistic. He's like holding up a morsel of food to a dog to keep jumping and putting your hand up higher so he can't get it. So if I were this God, you have to run for God in order to democracy, you see. The whole thing is so absurd, but you're supposed to believe this, and if you create a heart of benevolence, and how can you make a world, if you had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful, why would you make the world you have now? It'd be fantastic.
Slippery and wet.
At some point, he must have suffered some kind of...
Have you ever jacked in? Have you ever wire tripped? Jacked in? Have you ever wire tripped?
Go down on it the furthest.
That makes me feel so powerful.
It is criminal to teach a man not to defend himself when he is the constant victim of brutal attacks.
We want one thing. We declare our rank on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being, in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
Thank you. after you left, Junebug started hanging out with a bad crowd. I mean, he even started selling drugs, Jack. And then things really got bad when he...
Well, what? Shaw, come on.
He started wearing gold chains, Jack.
Oh, God, no.
Sliding and gliding on this episode of the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage, only on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community radio. We began that set with an outstanding example of rock and roll electric slide guitar playing by Dwayne Allman and his brothers and bandmates in the Allman Brothers Band. It was Statesboro Blues from the live Fillmore concerts. And then George Harrison playing some slide guitar and singing about his sweet Lord, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare, as the song goes. And then we heard from the Faces and some great slide guitar playing. That was Around the Plinth from Five Guys Walk Into a Bar. A 4-CD set. Next up was Billy May and Les Baxter in my Plastic Sushi Big Bands and Big Beats remix of Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White. A bunch of clips from the movie The Shining mixed in there. An unmolested version of that song can be found on Ultra Lounge Volume 17, Bongo Land. And then we concluded the set with AC/DC, one of the three examples where Angus Young plays slide guitar. That was Stormy May Day from their Black Ice album. Backing me up right now, my ambiance is another selection from Tone Poems 3, The Sounds of the Great Slide and Resophonic Instruments from David Grisman. This is Peach Pickin' Time in Georgia. In the next set, I'm going to be going full circle, broadcasting two short pieces I composed and played with a metal slide on one of my experimental stereo ultra bass guitars. These guitars are modified six-string electric guitars, generally starting off as conventional Strat copies, but then I modify them, putting on a much thicker bass string on the bottom, and then I replace the pickups that they come with to instead use just two, and they're angled so each only picks up three strings. The top three go through an amp, maybe some effects to one side of the stereo spectrum, and the bottom three go to the other. And then, sandwiched between those two pieces, we'll be hearing from another of the greatest electric slide guitar players, Sonny Landreth. Also, we'll be going back to the 70s with the Electric Light Orchestra. Also, Beck and Junior Brown, who plays a custom instrument called a Gitsteel that combines a six-string electric with a lap steel guitar. My two stereo ultra bass guitar pieces are related, made on the same day. We're going to be closing the one I call Steel Mouth and beginning right now with Pocket Mouth, which starts off with just those three bottom bass strings for the first 20 seconds or so.
Guided by the heaven's eye on the ladder road down. that the great locks are open and soon. The river is high and the sandbags are sinking low. Whoa, they rock in the cradle, the song they rock will by and roll out the red carpet on the edge of the light, and we'll snake up the river and rejoice in style. Break out a bottle of fine gulping wine and raise Cain down in the living town. I heard old Moses was hired to go by the Corps of Engineers to run this show. And out of the basin, two by two, and just ask no. He knows what to do. The river is high and the sandbags are sinking low. Whoa, they rock in the cradle, and someday the rock will by and roll out the red carpet on the edge of a lot, and the snake of the river and rejoice in style. Break out a bottle of fine gulping wine and raise Cain down in the living town. Chunks on the mossy drapes. So pull back the curtain, the devil be damned. Into the fog we will make our stand. But the word gets around, so don't be surprised at who shows up down in the levee town. The river is high and the sandbags are sinking low. Someday a rock will by and roll out the red carpet on the edge of a lot, and we'll snake up the river and rejoice in style. Break out a bottle of fine gulping wine and raise Cain down. Roll out the red carpet on the edge of a lot, and we'll snake up the river and rejoice in style. Break out a bottle of fine gulping wine and raise Cain down in the living town.
having to say you're sorry.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Want to touch my monkey?
Saving all your food stamps and burning down the trailer park. Yo,
gas chamber, cause one's got a weasel and other's got a flag. One's on the pole, shove the other in the bag. With the rerun shows and the cocaine nose job, the daytime crap of the folk singer's club. He hung himself with a guitar string, a slab of turkey neck, and it's hanging from a pigeon wing. But get right if you can't relate, trade the cash for the beat, for the body, for the hate. And my time is a piece of wax falling on a termite who's choking on the splinters. So
I can feel the soft caresses of your hula hands, your lovely hula hands. Every little move expresses so I'll understand all the tender meaning of your hula hands, fingertips that say aloha. Tell me again, I love you, lovely hula hands, Tony Manatee.
Oh yeah, that's a good baby.
Listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community radio. I've been your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme has been Sliding and Gliding as we've genre-jumped our way through a whole bunch of pitch-bending songs. We went full circle in that last set, beginning and ending with two pieces I composed and performed on one of my experimental stereo ultra bass guitars. We began with Pocket Mouth, and then we heard from one of the greatest living electric slide guitar players, Sonny Landreth and Levittown. And then we heard from the 1970s, an Electric Light Orchestra with their leader, Jeff Lynne, playing some slide guitar. And then we heard the full version of a song I've been teasing you with a bit. That was Beck's Loser from his Mellow Gold album. Next up was Junior Brown and Layla Jade with Lovely Hula Hands. which I found on his double album pack, Semi-Crazy and Junior High. Also, thanks to the British actress Layla Jade for all of her slippery comments in the mix. Closing us out right now is our final selection from David Grisman's Tone Poems 3, The Sounds of the Great Slide and Resophonics Instruments album. This is Great Speckled Bird. Thanks so much for listening, and keep it tuned here to WMFO in Medford for more feature-packed, non-commercial programming, like Songs from the Squid Pod, which should be coming up promptly next. But remember, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motorized vehicle and driving. People die that way. And you wouldn't want to hurt yourself or anybody else, would you?